기축구몰라가오다바깥내오름이무로가야가빡빡내눈로굽마
흰골로굽마 I'm joking. You know that was a joke, right?
I mean, come in and be cool. You know what I mean? Because you're hanging out with Chappelle. I know. I know the levels that you're at now. You're doing fucking Cuervo fucking commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cuervo's the number one. And then you're like, my mom, let's toast. I see all that. You know what I mean?
I don't
know
what.
Let's toast. I'm number one.
That's sad.
Cuervo. You know what I mean? The great tequila.
Obviously, you've noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Look at me. You know, look at me go. That's you.
Thank you.
That's you,
man.
You now, dude.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad you recognize that.
Grateful that you're even here, bro.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
I'm taking it all in.
Take it all in. But yeah. I'll tell you this right now.
Yes, sir.
Your ankles suck.
Yeah, they got bit up.
Yeah, yeah. I hate your ankles. I saw your forearms today.
Bro, you know anything you say that is disrespectful, no one takes seriously.
Yeah, I understand that.
You do know that, right?
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, okay, okay. No one is ever offended by anything you say. Like,
I
you're
know,
ugly. Your ankles suck. Your arm... No one cares.
I know because like, you know, I know, but that's that's good. That's really good.
Because I know.
That's why,
bro.
Huh. That's why I could throw it out because I know that you're not like a little baby.
I love you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But can I talk about your forearms?
About you.
Can I talk about your forearms just real quick?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. You have like blotchy, like hair here.
Yes.
No hair here.
Sparse.
It's sparse.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And your ankles?
Yes.
No bueno.
Yep.
Por favor.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. How does that feel?
Like I said, no one takes anything
all
right, serious.
And that's all
for
I
you. You're
to
like
know.
A living cartoon.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like you.
Wow, that's what I wanted.
I know.
I wanted you to fucking come back at me.
No, I'm not. I would never come back at you.
Tit for tat. On guard.
I value everything about you. Our friendship, your success.
Yeah.
What you've done for us. Like I have nothing but compliments.
For us, what, Asians?
Just for us, up and coming. Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, we're the same class of people. We're not up and coming.
I ain't running for office, bro. You can slow down with the PC, bro.
All right, bro.
We don't need to be
offended. Yeah.
We're not offending anybody.
Yeah.
Wow. Shut up.
All right. Okay, so my bad.
So that's called a compliment.
Thank you.
And what you've done is amazing. And it should be recognized. And don't let PC not let you take that. Like, yo, you're a dope comedian, hands down. I've never said that. But before anybody else. No, I never said that. You're a dope comic. Yes, comic. Yes, you're a fucking amazing comic. What I'm saying is before any of us was in the limelight and you were doing it, you inspired us. And you need to hear that. And sometimes you never recognize. And then you get mad at me for fucking giving you a compliment.
I didn't, because I thought it was...
I tell you that every fucking time, bro.
I thought your words were...
I'm washing my clothes in my studio apartment in Vegas, and you're on Mad TV, even though you told me years prior you need to move to LA or nothing's going to happen, that's called inspiration. So do you want to do your dumb joke about my ankles?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what you just said, it felt good. It felt deliciously good.
I said it in my book. Where's my camera?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my heart went flatter.
I really did. I talked about it in my book.
But your ankles, you know, no bueno, por favor.
I know, I understand.
Por favor. Man.
I get it.
Okay.
But like I said.
Thank you for doing the podcast.
You're anime. I'm reality.
So what you're saying to me is that I look like I was drawn.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, just
what I'm saying
get specific.
Is you're a living cartoon.
What does that mean, though?
Like, you could run into a wall and we'd all laugh.
Right. So you,
because you thought it was a cave,
right? But you, so you think that I look subhuman?
Someone painted it there, and you didn't know.
All
I'm
right,
Bobby Lee.
Yeah, when I walk, I go bang 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 bang.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You do that every.
Yeah. I get it. All right, so I don't look human. No, you think I'm cute though?
I love everything about you, man.
All right, you know
you're the most genuine guy out there.
All right, you know, do you do well with compliments or no?
I don't know why you don't.
I don't know why.
Do you know how hard it is to give someone a compliment? Do you even know how hard that is?
Yeah.
It's not the fact that you can't accept it, but do you know how hard it is to give? It's harder, bro.
Don't you think some people are really good at it though?
But you can see, you can tell when someone's not being sincere.
That's true.
Like humans know how to read other humans. Like, you know, like when someone's giving you a compliment and you walk away, you go, yo, that dude was full of shit.
But the,
you know that.
There are people like love bombers who are so good at just like really gassing someone up.
That's what I'm talking about. Gaslighters, you know. I know a gaslighter. I've dated two gaslighters and I hated it. I fell for the fucking potion.
I was on stage once. But
there's no reason to gaslight you, Bobby.
In the
I'm
OR,
your fucking
I was
friend.
In the OR once, and I was, you know, on stage, mm-hmm. and I saw a comic like through the window in the back, just like he was making so much. He was like throwing chairs, right?
For
and
what?
I don't know. He was just fucking around. You know what I mean? Acting a fool outside. Disrupting my set.
While you're on set.
While I'm set, and I'm just looking through the window. I'm doing fine, you know? And then I get off, and he wanders into the OR, and he goes, great set, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, I saw you do fucking,
yeah,
you know,
that's a
monkey play outside. You're doing monkey play outside. Yeah. But I didn't, what is that called?
Gaslighting.
Gaslighting is denying someone's reality. So it's like saying, if you told me something, like, you're a fucking bitch, right? You told me that. And then I said...
Let's role play.
Okay, you go ahead. Call
you're
me.
You're a fucking filthy bitch monkey.
Okay. Oh, don't call me that. Yeah. And then tomorrow comes, right?
Yeah.
And then say, and I say, I'm still upset about when you called me a bitch. And you say, I didn't say that.
Oh, let's do it. Let's role play that.
Okay.
Right? No, let me finish. Go ahead. All right. You fucking mud monkey, you fucking dirt.
Respect your skin, my people.
Your skin is dirt, baby.
The Philippines, you know what I mean? Is so good.
Yeah, you can live in a tree with a banana.
Cebu forever.
You know what I mean? For years. You get the fuck out, you cunt.
Are they about to fuck?
Right?
Okay.
I don't really think that's, I think that's prejudice in what you guys are I don't think
that's
gaslighting at all.
That's racism.
Prejudice. That's hating another ethnicity.
Yeah, that's racism.
That
let's do it. Start over.
Yeah.
Let's start over.
Let me do gaslighting.
Yeah, let's do it. You do it. Yeah, you do it.
This is gaslighting at its best.
Okay, go.
You ready?
Can we role play it though? Why can't we role play?
No, because I
like
think you're going to take it to a racist
place. No, I won't. I'll play it non-racial.
But you have to deny.
Play it as Bobby though.
I'll play it BS.
Play it as Bobby.
You want me to play real, bro?
I want you to play as Bobby because I'm just going to give you a real quick hint of gas.
Okay, go ahead.
And how good it is.
All right, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
So
you say action.
All right. Rolling. Action.
Who's your manager again?
Her name is Abby.
Has she taken a break during COVID? And now that starts a flame.
Right.
Because
wait,
now
stop.
You're not. Now you're like, wait.
You just pissed me off. What just you, now.
Exactly.
No. I think that's personal.
Wait. I think that's just like.
Stop. No. Stop.
No. That's gaslighting. Because
no.
What that person is
trying to attack
is that Abby's not.
Why? Because I'm not.
COVID.
Why? Because I'm not flown out to Miami to hang out with Dave Chappelle. Is that why?
No. What the fuck are you talking about? This wasn't a real conversation, asshole. I'm showing you
is what
gaslighter
you're attacking
does.
Me? All right.
Hang on. We have,
that's
I think,
really
a completely
good.
Different definition of it. Because I think gaslighting is somebody who, like, makes you believe you're crazy and makes you believe, like...
No. You're 100% right. But gaslighting is starting a flame that shouldn't have even been started. Mm. So now he's thinking that, wait a minute, are you talking about my manager? Wait, and then you go home and go, well, wait, is Abby... working for that's
you are fucking
you
with
started,
reality.
You
yes.
started a gas.
Yeah,
you started a mini flame that didn't need to be there.
Oh,
and I've dated two girls that did that shit to me.
Yeah,
and I'll call them out, man. Like literally, like that. That was one of the things that was used was like my business.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, whoa! I started questioning, you know, my agency. Because of a small flame was started.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I'm like, I think this bitch just wanted that agent out to get another agent in.
Wait, why would they? Why
I don't want to get it. I really don't want to. But,
no, I'm just
but I like this game. Mm-hmm. Let me start one.
Let's just gaslight.
Well, you're
going to
start another game called Prejudice.
No, I'm not going to. No.
But go ahead.
Is this gaslighting? Is this gaslighting?
All right. Go ahead, Bobby. All right. You know
what? Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm a pin cushion.
Say action.
Oh, Jesus.
Rolling and
quiet on the set.
Quiet on set. Extras, go ahead. Rolling and action.
Oh, wow. Good to see you, man. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Bobby. You know, all my friends that are losing their hair, they got hair plugs. You know, and it looks real
that's
good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It good. Looks yeah. really good and natural yeah. on them.
Yeah.
I wonder why somebody with money, you know what I mean, and
yeah.
access wouldn't, you know what I mean, participate in that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not that good. Like, like that wasn't good. That still wasn't as good as mine.
Yeah.
It's making you question.
I mean, it's still good.
Yeah.
Can we still talk about all the nasty shit you said about Filipinos, about the gaslighting? Can we go to that?
That wasn't about, first of all, that wasn't about Filipinos.
Joe, yes.
Fuck you.
Oh my God. Let's go into this because he always wages
now,
the war.
Now, can I just say, You know I love you so much, right? And it has nothing to do that, you know, this triangle right here is directly from the Philippines. Right. But did you see how I gaslighted that?
You did.
I just started.
Oh. So coy, everyone.
You gaslighted me.
And now she wants to act on it.
Wow. I started a little flame. You're fucking crafty, huh?
And that's why
you're
I'm
like
successful.
A Sith Lord. Wow. Yeah, you are very successful.
Where's my camera?
You know,
Kim's a comedy?
Yeah.
The Godzilla?
Yeah.
What's funny about you is...
God, you have always been the same guy, and I love you, man.
What does that mean?
It's just, this is you, dude. You're fucking Bobby Lee, man. I love it.
So are you looking at this place like, wow, look at what a childlike fantasy play that he's got
going. Nope. Now, see, this is you adding... Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah,
the
chocolate
chip cookies were perfect, and then you threw pecans in there.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want pecans.
I threw the pecans in.
Yeah, and everyone hates pecans.
Yeah, because I have a floofy fucking Beverly Hills cookie shop.
I don't even know what that means. I just try to compliment you, man. I love everything about you, man. Like,
yeah.
I love this
I just
this
feel like
room.
You're being
this
sarcastic. Room is are you being fucking, sarcastic?
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Can you get help? We live in the land of therapy.
I know. I'm in therapy.
I don't think you're going.
Yeah. I'm in therapy. You're right. Thank you so much.
You would have the most, you two should get a coffee house. It would be the sickest coffee house.
I think we should.
And you should just, this room right here, just put in the, this is so sick, man.
With us though.
I love this room, bro.
We have really like childlike sensibilities. We don't know how to be adult decor.
No, I never. I love all this stuff. If you saw my house, it's not like yours. Yours is really like, no, it's really dope, dude. Like, I love it. You've always been this guy. I've known you for so long And this is truly your passion, like what you collect. It's beautiful. This is like an extension of you. If you had a Bobby Lee coffee house, it'd be so dope, man.
Oh, I think would you invest in it?
100%.
Well, let's think about it then.
Let's do it.
Oh, 100%.
We'll have a little stage in there too.
There's got to be a stage. I already told somebody about that,
we
and
do,
we're doing
we
that
do
too.
Alt-
in another state, I'm building that with somebody.
Let's
else.
Do an alt comedy, like an alternative comedy night.
Please don't say alt.
Yeah. Why?
Just say comedy.
Do you like alt comedy?
I just like comedy. I don't. What the motherfucker? Do you like country? Like, I don't. What does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like.
But because there was a time in comedy, right? Where there was a division. There was
good and bad.
No. Let's not go there. But there was, you know,
is there to go to?
You had club comedy, right? And then you had comedy like that was done, you know, in like laundromats and coffee shops. And
but
stuff.
That has nothing to do with comedy. I did laundry. I practiced my Tonight Show set in a fucking weed shop with the refrigerator open.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the whole set. I ran it.
Yeah.
My 5 minutes at a weed shop right there on Lancashire. So I don't need to. Don't tell me that you're alt comic because you did stand up at a fucking kebab hut. I did stand up in a goddamn Jewish restaurant on top with opening for Sandy Hackett. You want alt comedy?
Yeah.
I started in nightclubs. I used to rent theaters. Yo, go fuck yourself. If you're not funny, you're not funny. Funny is funny.
Wow. Are there people that make it that you don't think is funny?
No, because Bobby. No, I'm not even like trying to be funny. Comedy is subjective.
There we go.
You know what I mean? That's like asking a rapper, is there country music you don't like? He probably doesn't like any of the country music because he's not a country singer.
Oh, wow. That's a very good point.
So, yeah, like just because this man does puppets and this guy does impersonation and this guy does magic, who the fuck are you to tell him he's not funny?
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude.
I love.
Don't shit on someone's career, man. That's
I did it.
No, I'm saying I'm speaking to the masses.
I was just asking a question,
and I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Like anyone that throws anyone that throws salt on someone else's career.
Yeah.
You're insecure on your own shit.
Oh, right. I get it, bro.
No, I'm not. This is you. It
you
just
do
it
make
picks a
point,
bone
though.
At me because people like to fall on that. And if there's no disrespect to you, Bobby. Like you're.
Here comes a disrespect.
No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. But it's just like, don't throw this alt shit for you saying that you're not funny.
I love alt comedy.
I'm not talking to you. I love any.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I'm not talking.
I love alt comedy.
I love funny people.
Yeah.
If you make me
I'm gonna
laugh,
make a point.
I like
I'm going to make a point, right? One time I was at the Improv, and I saw Carrot Top, right, in the car, like on Melrose, and he wouldn't go in. I think he was going to perform, and I go, come on in. You know, and he goes, yeah, your comics don't really generally like me, you know?
And why is that?
I know. And for years, you know, people would make Carrot Top jokes and rip on him. And I never really got that because
I don't get it
every
either.
Time I I'd see him perform, he would crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, he has props, but they're clever, some of them. And some of them have made me laugh really hard.
That's one lane to exist in. There's like 50,000 lanes to exist in.
I've never been...
You clearly said what what I said.
It's I know.
It's different genres. Man.
I know. I've never been like that. I love all female, like a lot of female comics. I love, you know, guitar acts. I love, you know what I mean? Dancings. You know, I like hypnosis, you know? I love all that stuff.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You know what I love? I love funny.
Yeah.
If you make me laugh, we're good.
Yeah.
If you don't make me laugh, work on your shit.
Yeah. Or don't.
No one's laughing in the crowd. Obviously, it's not funny.
But will you admit, though, could you admit this? That there are people doing comedy that shouldn't be doing it.
Yes. There's a million of them.
Yeah. Do you tell them they shouldn't be doing it? Or you just
let them
do it?
That's not for me to say.
Yeah.
I'm good. I know where I'm at.
Yeah, but Mitzi Shore always said it is a sin to support mediocrity.
Well,
and her point of view was you have to tell them to stop.
Yeah, but that's her role,
right?
Like that she's you know, I can't wait for that book to come out, and I can't wait for a documentary to come out on that woman. And I the only time I met her is with you.
Yeah,
but I didn't get to experience what she did for Pryor and what she did for Kinison and Carrie. Well, was Jim Carrey there?
Yeah.
See, but like, you know, that was her job was to help mold and shape and help and provide a stage and a platform. But
she was wrong, right? I'll tell you how she was.
Well, she was wrong a lot of times.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one case in point. You.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm being real.
Yeah.
You mean guys like you? She was wrong about George Lopez.
Louis C.K.
She was wrong about Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
She was wrong a lot of times. So it's like, you know, again, but it's like it was based on her
subjective opinion.
Yeah. Which is what I got at the beginning.
Yeah.
Comedy is subjective, man.
Mm.
You can hate me all day. That's great. I don't give a shit, man.
Because I still, I'm still pretty sensitive about certain comments and people, you know, criticizing me. Do you get?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You don't read it?
Yeah, I read it. I don't care.
Oh, you really don't?
Yes.
I want to get
there.
Do you
want me to say something?
I want you to help
me get there. Very cocky and arrogant?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to just say no?
Be cocky and arrogant.
Yeah, I like the cocky and arrogant.
Well, which house do you want me to read the comment from?
There we go.
No, I'm
just
saying.
The proof is in the pudding.
And the reason why I say that is like, why are you going to be offended by a guy that's writing a comment on IG in his mom's basement when you have a fucking house in the hills? That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I'm not trying to be cocky and arrogant. I'm just saying, why would that comment offend me? I sold the form out twice in less than a day.
Yeah. This
28,000 tickets, bro.
This fool,
no comps this, in Hollywood.
I know, no comps?
This fool right here.
Oh.
This fool right here in any other fucking timeline in the 80s, he would have had a cult.
Mm.
You're very you're the type of personality that can, you know, because you're a clever guy, you know.
Okay.
don't do your eyebrows like that in confusion.
Clever guy. You're a shifty individual. What kind of comment?
Yeah.
Comment.
You're clever.
Okay.
You're witty. Can I say that?
Yeah. We all are. We've been blessed with that.
You're
that,
witty. That. You're clever. You're bright. You know what I mean? You're mischievous.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know me personally?
Yeah. Yeah, I do know you.
I'm mischievous.
Is that how you say it?
That's right. No, you can say it either way.
Yeah. And I think, but you're also charismatic. And I think that no matter what you did in life, right, you would have been at the top of the game.
Oh, thank you.
You know, give me a compliment.
I started off this whole year giving you a compliment.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. How are you doing this?
You know, I talk about you religiously. I've told you this before, and I say it every time on your pod, man. Like, you are, and you need to hear it, bro. You inspire a lot of people, man. You indirectly inspire me a lot. You motivate me.
Take it in.
I'm trying to take it in.
I really do, bro. I think I talked about in my book about how you yelled at me in the car. And I've told you this before, man.
Yeah, I'm taking it in.
Take it in.
It feels good.
Man. Man. Get on the shelf. You're a character.
I've always loved you. And, you know, I want to talk about what the fuck happened to our TV show.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
What? You and I go to every fucking network, right?
Do we shit on Hollywood?
No, we don't shit on it. We're not shitting on it. But you and
okay, well then why do we see shows that shouldn't even stand a chance against you and I get on? Why are we having such a hard time selling when we have so much power behind us saying that it should be on?
I know. So you and I go
then
in
what
there
is it?
With Howie Mandel, right? And we go
to
every...
I wasn't going to give any names, but yeah.
Who's a friend? He's not like a fucking enemy.
Well, I just don't want people like out there to be like, oh, they're dropping. I was just saying.
I'm not dropping anything. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that. But I don't want to call anybody out. Like, yeah, we walked into the room with a lot of power. I didn't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we have our agencies behind us. We think we have a good idea. And I don't say think.
We I know. Did.
Yeah. We've done it. We did it 7 years ago, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they still know.
It's been a part of our life.
And then we thought, you know, him and I are growing in our own different ways in terms of the business and whatnot, mm-hmm. and our audience and stuff. We thought that combined, you and I share some audience, but we have different, you know, audience. And we thought that with that, you know, that we'd come back this year and try to sell this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And still, like, there was just no traction, really.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Do you think it's... You guys pitched it during the beginning of the pandemic?
No, way before.
No, oh, way before that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter when we pitch it. There's something that's just not, I don't know what it is with Hollywood, man. It's mind-boggling to me.
Mm.
It really is. And it hurts my feelings.
Yeah, it hurts my feelings.
That's too. The only thing. And I say hurts my feelings because it's like, because I know that we are amazing.
Together.
Individually.
Yeah, yeah.
And together we're fucking enormous.
Very funny together. Yeah, yeah.
And we deserve it. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, we do deserve
and it's,
it.
And it's like, I guess we have to pay for it ourselves again. It's like, that's the kind of world we live in. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't mind doing it, and I will. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But whatever, man. Fuck it, dude.
I'm not letting it go. Because by talking about it too, because believe it or not, you know, I know a lot of people that are in the business that are like in, you know, the studio and the network sides of things that listen to this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so they do.
Go ahead, pitch it.
I know, but you're,
no, but that's what yeah. you call a humble brag.
No, I'm not saying no, because I've, you know,
you humbly bragged about.
No, this. But I've been at network table reads and an executive come after me after the, you know,
yeah, man.
And go nosotros papaya or, mm-hmm. you know, or they'll say, you know, a catchphrase from Tiger yeah. Valley. Right. So it's like,
I get it, man. You were.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you that.
We get it, movies.
Maybe you can make your case on here.
That we're trying to make a case on here. That's basically what I'm saying. Mm. Not everything needs to be defensive. Not everything has to be a twist.
You're the only one that's doing that.
I think you're doing it.
Nope. There's the jury's over there, and you're convincing them you're not guilty.
Judge. How am I doing? Am I the one that... No, be real.
I will say, you're moving a lot. He's had his legs in the same position the whole time. Yeah. That's all true. I've observed so far.
You're saying that my body language is in the defensive.
Art it's of war, babe.
Moving a lot.
God.
Art of war.
Yeah, I'm just a high-energy kind of a guy.
You can't be the first to attack.
I'm not attacking anybody.
You gotta sit and wait.
He's been placing his Prada
like
shoe in front of the camera this whole time. Why didn't you wear the Golden Goose? That's Why so didn't you dope. Wear the Golden Goose?
I should have worn my Golden Goose. Well, fuck.
You should have shown your shoes.
I have my Gucci glasses.
Those are dope.
Yeah, here we go.
My shoes match my jacket.
So what I'm saying is that I think that we should still fight for the, you know.
Yeah, man. I even told Howie I'm willing to put up money for it.
Yeah.
And just make it.
I still get a little, you know, but I think this is a part of just being in a fucked up business that we're in.
Yeah.
And the kind of people that we are, you know, there is a layer of sensitivity that I have, right? So it's like, you know, I'm trying not to take certain things personally, but there are certain things like, you know, a couple of months ago they announced we're doing an all Asian heist movie on right on Amazon, or I don't know where it was, right? And it had all these big Asian names in it, right? And in my head, I'm like, I'm reading the article about it and going, oh, I won't be invited. You know what I mean? I won't even have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, because there are certain thing movements, especially when it comes to Asians, that I feel like that I should be considered at least. I'm maybe too cocky, right?
No,
but it passes me by, even though I've done things like, so called my agent. So what's going on with Crazy Rich Asians? Can you get me in?
Aww.
You know what I mean? And they're like, yeah, they're not. And I, you can't just get me in. I'll read whatever. Yeah, they're not even, you know what I mean? And then you go, oh, there's another train passing me by, you know? And it's like, at some point, you know, you get, it's hard not to get, take it personally.
Yeah.
Right? Do you get that way?
No.
Why? Because of the houses?
No. No, Bob, because yeah, yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Because why would you let that fuck up your path in your journey?
Because I believe that the show that you and I have, right, is another train, right, that it doesn't make any sense
to me.
But
that train isn't on your track, bro.
Where's the train?
You're riding your train.
I'm on the train.
Man, I'm being very honest with you, man. That's like saying when I saw Kevin Hart sell out an arena and I'm mad.
No, that's different.
Well, why don't I sell out an arena?
That's completely different.
No, it's not completely different because that's the same thing. Because I could clearly go, I could have went, wait, well, why ain't I selling arenas? Why can't I sell out arenas? That's not fair. Only he, blah, blah. No, man, you're in your lane and you're in your path. What did Kevin do to get that, make that happen? And then you just stay there. You stay in that lane and make that shit happen.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You've managed to put it articulated much better.
Bro, just because something passed you doesn't mean that that's it. What you want is your desire's there. You told the universe what you want.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Just stay right here, bro. Because when you keep looking
the
at
cult
this train.
It's the
hold
cult
on, I'm
shit
just
again.
Saying, Bob.
He has to write a self-help book.
I'm not trying to be funny. What I'm trying to say is when you're in this lane right here, okay? Yeah. And this is Bobby's lane. And if you're too busy concentrating on these trains passing you by, oh, I should have been in that movie. You stay right here watching them. Instead of staying right here focused and moving forward. Because whatever it is you want is in front of you. But if you're going to sit back and be in the you're going to be in the fan seats like this and watch the horse race run, you're never going to win, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's why he came here.
I don't.
No, that was.
I don't.
You're right. Dude, you
I
just,
don't.
You just, I think in many ways just now, right? You changed my life. I think you put me back on the train.
Maybe you were always on the train.
He's trying to say you're on the train.
No, I'm not. No, I'm now. I know I'm on. I was always. Gilbert, don't give me that face.
No, I'm trying to visualize what your train looks like.
My train's like this.
Yeah, your train is neon, dope, bro. Yeah. And you know what? Like I said when I sat here, you're ahead of your time.
You're a neon bullet train.
You really are ahead of your time. You've always been this guy. That wasn't a diss. That's really you. You've always been this guy. You've always been Bobby Lee. The world's not ready for you yet. And so the fuck what? When it catches up, it's going to be huge, bro. It already is.
I'll suck your dick.
I'm just saying, man. I mean this every time. When I leave here, bro,
You can come in my mouth. I won't swallow. I will not.
I will not. You know, I've been holding back a lot during this quarantine.
I will not swallow. You know what I mean? I wonder what your cum tastes like. Ponzu sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of ponzu.
I love
right?
ponzu. I do love ponzu.
A tad of chlorine because that's what it all smells like, you know?
Yeah.
The third probably is some sort of like old golden coin that you would find in a treasure chest.
Wealth, yeah.
Yeah. No, not wealth. It's like old wealth.
Why? Because he ingests it?
I don't know. I just feel like you'd be some sort of coin.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an old
bronze
coin.
Like bronze. Okay. Or something.
Joe, how
like
would you describe how would you describe his cum? Just
if it was in your mouth.
Oh, you remember those candies that were wrapped in rice paper?
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It was like a little. You had to fight through it, but then you loved it.
Yeah.
Once the layer got out, like when the layer melted, it was a fun taste. But
right.
Like the initial, like,
At first, it was like, you know,
there was a protection. There was a layer of protection.
Is this plastic? Yeah. Right, and then it dissolves. Yes. Right, and then you get the fruit,
and then
fruit,
you enjoy
nugget.
The fruit.
Yeah.
The fruit of your labor.
Yeah. Speaking of fruit and nuggets, God, isn't it unbelievable that Chewy's gone?
Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, we, dude,
you really made a hard left right now, and you're gonna make it emotional. That's sad.
I don't know how he did that.
I know. You know how
he was a very sweet man.
Yeah.
He was very nice to my son. And I remember him riding around on, you know, his wheelchair. He would always, like, we did that tour together, the Comics at Chelsea Lately, and he was the MC of that show. And my son was just a little kid. He was like, I can't remember. He was like this tall, and he, that was so big to him for Joe to sit on his lap and ride. You know what I mean? Because I understand where he's coming from. Like, yo, I'm handicapped, but there's one thing I can do. Joe, get over here. And he was so like, get on, come on, get on. And it was really cute. And he'd always ride Joe around, and my son loved it. So, man, that was sad. That was sad to see him go like that.
Like, I don't like dwarf porn.
I'm going to go.
No, I don't know, but just sit down for a second.
Okay.
I generally don't like it. You know, like, you know, sometimes I don't watch porn anymore, but, you know, before, you know, they would suggest, you know, because of what I've been watching, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What have you been watching?
I don't know, but it would like give me like weird suggestions, you know what I mean? Like, you know, albino dwarf porn or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, no, you know, don't like it. But the one time.
Was that a big iPad?
Yeah.
I swear I thought we were complimenting.
We are.
Chewy. Okay, it's going to get
there. No, it's going to get there.
Okay, cool.
I swear to God, it's going to get there.
Okay.
I hate it, right?
Yeah.
But I saw, you know, Chewy used to do that.
Yep.
So I looked it up. I found it.
Okay.
I found a porn that Chewy was in, and I saw the whole thing.
Okay.
But that's how much I love
Rest
it.
In peace. And that's,
and that's it. And?
Rest in peace.
I watched
tears.
The whole thing because I like the guy so fucking much.
Yeah.
I don't like it, right? But I love the guy so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch from beginning
to
completion.
End. Mm. And really understand the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story was great. Yeah, he was
like
a dwarf Mexican pool boy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Or pizza guy. I don't remember, but...
Yeah, well, you didn't watch it.
Yes, you didn't pay attention.
But no, I honestly like...
Was it a pool guy with a pizza?
He was the nicest guy,
you
could be around. He's just, you know, the first time I met him, he would just sat right next to me. How you doing, dude?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just the nicest guy and... You know, when did he pass?
Last year.
Was it last year?
2020?
I think 2019, right?
Yeah.
We were in Hawaii when we found out.
Yeah, this 2020, babe.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's a funny one. It's a cute one, guys.
Yeah. 2020?
Mm-hmm. Super cute.
I'm not going to lie, man. I love it.
I know. You were telling me outside.
I really, really love it. I've never understood how valuable time was until now. To actually see my son in front of my eyes grow is just like, wow. Like, I can't explain it. Mm. You know, being on the road and missing all the shit that I missed and taking time for granted, like, I'll see him next week. Not understanding how important this week was, you know, and all the, a lot.
You know what?
How are you dealing with him having to go to school at home?
I hate it. That's why he's doing bad, and I don't care.
Is he still allowed to hang out with friends?
Yeah, he can hang out.
Oh God, our poor teenager. You know, we have a teenager, and
we have a teenager in the house.
Yeah, and we.
You had a kid for 17 years, and no one fucking knew.
No one.
You know, I had a kid, right? Be real.
Are you fucking with me right now?
No, I thought you were joking.
Yeah. I've had a kid. You're kidding, right?
He said when you guys met in Vegas.
No, Bobby, look at my fucking face.
I've always had a daughter.
Juliana?
Yeah.
You're fucking with
me. No,
right
I've
now.
Always had a daughter. It's not Kalila's wasn't the mother. She's like the stepmother.
No, I know that, but I didn't know you had a daughter.
No, I have a daughter, and she was with one of my ex-girlfriends.
Also Filipina.
And she... She raised, you know, my daughter Juliana for about 14 years, and now, but then Juliana lives with me now.
Wow, bro.
Yeah.
You want to call her upstairs?
Yeah, she bring her down here.
No. Cause why? Because she, because then she has to wear the mask and she's probably sleeping.
Low key,
she has school, right? So she sleeps during. You know what I mean?
No, no, no. I'm with you on that. Yeah, my son. That's what he's doing right now too.
Mm.
And
I can't. You never. Honestly. No, are you? You're fucking with me.
1,000,000%, Bobby. I had no idea.
You don't know that I had a daughter.
No.
You've met her before.
Bobby, no, I have not.
He hasn't.
I've never met your daughter.
Met Jules at all.
You must have.
And I just met your brother 2 years ago.
But I know I had a brother.
But I always knew you had a brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You always knew I had a brother, but you never knew I had a daughter.
I never knew you had a daughter.
Do you know why you never knew I had a daughter?
Because you didn't tell me I'm not your friend?
Oh. I don't have one.
I apologize. Kuya, I'm so sorry. He looked at me and I had to like go with it. There is a teenager here, though.
We have a teenager.
There is a teenager.
But it's not my daughter.
But it's my niece.
Yeah, it's
from the Philippines.
From the Philippines. That felt so good, dude. Man. Fuck you and your Corona tequila of a commercial. Number one with my mom. Bing, fuck you. I got you. Yeah, what you gonna do, fro?
Fro?
Oh?
Fro.
That really sucked.
What?
Because I really believed you.
I know. I don't have a daughter.
And guess what happens now?
What?
Trust is gone.
No. What happens now?
I don't trust you.
No, you don't know. What happens now is you ride your bike, because he rode his bike here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
How do I ride it?
Right? Oh, ta, 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 right? Yeah, yeah. Wow. Like a rickshaw.
Go ahead.
Oh, ta, 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 right? Wow. And you're going to go, I was bamboozled.
Wow.
Yeah. You were bamboozled.
Why do you hate Filipinos so much?
I love them.
That's a good question.
No, you should really address
it. I fucking love them.
Is it because you have like a deep... like jealousy with Filipinos because we're very talented.
There was a guy named Eric Sarmiento.
There it is. There it is. Yeah.
Here's the core.
Okay,
so
here's the evil.
So when I was in the fifth grade, so I lived in Minnesota up until like my fourth grade year, right? Then we moved to San Diego, and my cousin Andy grew up here. My cousin Andy was kind of popular, and I was like, and I had never been around any other, because I lived in Minnesota, so I'd never been around any ethnicities really. So I remember I went to Painted Rock Elementary School in the fifth grade, and they had, I'd never played baseball before. So we played baseball, right? And I hit the ball, right? And I'm running to the base because I know the rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And as I went from the second and the third base, Eric Sarmiento just punches me in the stomach.
What the?
Yeah, and I fall over and I start crying. And him and his friends go, you know? It was out of nowhere.
You never had beef before?
No, I didn't even know him. I had to ask him, who did the one that punched me in the stomach? What's his name? And Andy was like, that's Eric Sarmiento.
Yeah, but how did you even like...
He's Filipino.
Yeah, he's Filipino.
No, later I found out that he was, because I would ask questions. So what's this Eric guy about? Right?
And he always hated you?
I think later we became friends, right? But then, and then there's this other guy named Aaron Rodgers.
That's not a Filipino.
I know it's not, but he was Filipino.
Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers, who then became he was a drummer. Super Bowl
Green Bay Packer.
No, there was a guy named Aaron. No. I'm not. You think I'm lying?
Aaron Rodgers is a Filipino
you.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's.
But listen, I always believe your stories, Dad.
And he used to play drums, and he was super talented, and all the women loved him.
Mm-hmm.
All the women in town. In Penasquitas and Poway, right?
Yeah.
They all went, that kid, how do I date him? And he was a Christian, right? And I was friends with him. And he was a Christian. And I remember always, like, he if he got a pimple on his face, he would try to pray it away. Dear Lord, please. And I'd be sitting there going, God doesn't do that.
Is this Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Wash your face.
Yeah.
Why don't you wash your face? God does not got, you know what I mean? Wash your face for you.
Yeah.
And you'd go, please. And so... He never hooked up with any of these girls because of Jesus, right?
Jesus.
And that made me mad too, because I always wanted the women, but nobody liked them.
What kind of fucking Filipinos are you hanging out with?
Right. Wait, is Aaron Rodgers Filipino?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he was like
so he's half like me.
Yeah, he was
dad
half.
Was
yeah,
Sergeant
yeah, yeah, yeah,
Rogers.
Yeah, 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 Sergeant Rogers.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I was like, you know, I don't know, maybe those two experiences, right, gave me a storyline. But the honest truth. is that I devoutly identify more with being Filipino than Korean.
Mm.
Whoa.
It's true.
Yeah.
When he went to the Philippines, it was like reunited with a motherland.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Because we did a talent show there. You know, one day we just woke up and we go, let's do a talent show.
We hosted a random talent show in like the province.
In the province. So oh. Everyone showed up.
And they killed it, huh?
Not only killed it.
Amazing.
It was the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy in it.
They're
was
amazing.
The funniest. And I have never laughed harder in my life.
That's awesome.
And I realized that this is, I identify with this culture mm-hmm. and these people more than being Korean. Koreans are very like, you know, even their music is like, I'm not into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like some of their 70s stuff, but like, and when I went to Korea, I didn't feel, you know, a part of, or I felt, or a connection to anybody there.
Mm.
You know, so.
Wow, that's crazy.
And that's why I date Filipino.
That is the one thing about the Philippines, though. Like, the feeling of warmth you get from everybody
yeah.
is just, is the best on earth. Like, there isn't a warmer, more hospitable, more fun, yeah. and just, like, down for anything.
Yeah.
These are talented people.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
When you take everything away from somebody, you can only be creative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Like, look at Black people and what they've done. It's
yeah.
fucking crazy
it's to, crazy,
to
yeah.
look at a record player and go, let's make it an instrument because we can't afford instruments.
Right.
Poverty will make you be so creative.
Yeah.
And to see like the Filipinos, what they've done, it's, you know, I lived there for 6 years, you know what I mean? From 5 to 11. Right. Mm. And, it was it is the most memorable time of my life. Like I remember everything about the Philippines.
Same.
Because I was the most happiest in the Philippines.
Mm. Yeah.
People are like just running barefoot everywhere, buying mm-hmm. buying the barbecue sticks and drinking soda out of a plastic bag with absolutely no worries on my mind.
That's
back then.
That's true. Like, and I remember they would have like the different signals for each typhoon, how mm-hmm. strong it would be. And if it was signal number 3, then you had to stay home. But we would wait for the flood to come up mm-hmm. and then go play in the flood. So
we're the same.
Wait, yeah. You used to play in
the flood water.
Why would you play in the flood water?
Because that was
when you're
joy.
Poor, you
just go to the Four Seasons
like
and go to the pool.
That's true. I used to do that too. No,
just go to the W.
They are. That's why I did In His Elements on Netflix. That's why that special. I had to go to the Philippines. I was like, I have to do this because when I was coming up, you know, in comedy, like who was my inspiration? You know, I had no one. There was no Filipinos representing us. Mm. I remember when I found out that Rob Schneider was Filipino, I was in a movie theater and one of the lines was Raspberry Babinka. And that's how I found out that Rob Schneider
was
because he has blue eyes. He's very fair yeah. skinned. I didn't know he was half Asian. I
yeah.
really didn't.
Yeah.
And then when he said Raspberry Babinka, I go, holy fuck, there's a Filipino on the big screen.
Yeah.
Like I can do it.
Yeah, in comedy, there wasn't, even when I started, I think you were the only one that I knew. There was another guy, I forgot his name.
Rex?
Though. Yeah, Rex Navarro.
Bobby, let me rephrase that. Because when I met you, that's when I found out that, because I don't want your audience to think when you met me, because when you met me, we were both open mind. Well, you were kind of a little tier higher, because you were already in the Comedy Store. Like, Mitzi loved you already.
I was a doorman.
I know, but what I'm saying is I was a fucking dolphin tour guide.
That's right.
At the Mirage Hotel.
That's right, that's right.
So like, so when you said you knew me, I don't want your audience to think, oh, Joe Coy was an inspiration. He was already doing things. No, I was shoveling shit at the dolphin.
I know, I remember that.
And when I went to, so just imagine that. Like, I
loved. You had hair.
I had hair.
You had like foofy hair
yeah.
when I met you. Oh.
And I love stand up so much, but like my inspirations were Eddie Murphy, Dennis Wolfberg, Brian Regan, you know, like all of Comic Relief. Like I remember watching that and just like, holy shit, like this is stand up. Like I didn't have a stand up comedy club to go to.
Yeah.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally got into the San Diego or La Jolla Comedy Store, and then I see this guy with Down syndrome walk on stage.
I can do it.
Like, he has Down syndrome and he's Asian. Like, who is this?
Yeah. We clicked right away, though.
Huh?
We clicked right away.
Right away we clicked.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have, what I'm saying is if you would have seen what he looked like, his act was very, it was a,
weird.
You seen his old stuff?
I have seen oldish stuff.
When he used to walk up like this.
With his big
and
hair.
And his hair.
Yeah, his hair, yeah.
He would fucking, he would rat it.
Yeah.
He would rat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I would rat it. Yeah. I remember.
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, bro, he would rat his hair. He would rat his hair. He'd rat it to like, it would like be all like fucking massive. And then his, he'd always wear like fucked up short sleeve shirts, yeah. And like his jeans. And then he like,
yeah.
Or I would want Bobby Lee, and he'd walk up like this.
What's the bit?
I'd also wear overalls, like denim overalls, no shirt, cowboy hat,
and
then the cowboy boots over the pants.
Wow.
And I would just walk around in society like that.
Yeah.
Like I was that kind of eccentric, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because I was like, I didn't know how to stand out. I thought, you know, being myself wasn't enough almost to make a name or whatever. But when I realized later in life, it's just the closer I am to myself, the better it is.
Yeah.
But back then I was just trying to find an image or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I saw like Hook's work. You know what I mean? Like I remember like you would see a guy with no arms go up on stage and people would make fun of his arms and that was his Hook.
Yeah.
Really?
So I was like, wow. I want a Hook. You know, I want to be Nubs or whatever. You know what I mean?
But when you first started stand up, like, You right away went into a character, or did you try stand up?
No, I went right away. I would because my hair was long anyway. So
were you that guy off the before stand up?
I was always Bobby Lee. I was a little weird. Yeah, I've always been a little weird. I would hang out in bookshops but never read the books. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I remember one time I was Allen Ginsberg was at a bookshop.
Who's Allen Ginsberg?
He's a poet.
Oh, Allen Ginsberg.
Yeah.
Oop. Boy, that made you look stupid, huh? I'm sorry, Bobby. That made me laugh. Because you delivered it in such a way like, oh, he's a poet. You guys obviously don't read. And then she was like, you mean? And then you looked dumb. Am I right? He delivered it like, I'm sorry, dum-dums. I didn't know I was talking to people that don't read.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a poet. And then she's like, oh, you mean, bleh. And you were like,
you're laughing.
Let me make sure that we have it.
You're laughing way too hard, friend. I agree, sir. You're laughing way too hard, my friend.
I agree, sir.
It hurts me. Okay.
Why do you do that?
So anyway.
Why do you always treat him the worst? Like always, every time I'm on the show.
Hey.
The worst. Hey. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he is very nice. So anyway, I used to hang out in bookstore.
Sorry about the Allen.
Yeah, yeah. And Mr. Ginsberg, this guy Dennis owned a bookstore, and he goes, Ginsberg is here. Come hang out. And I used to hang out, and we used to talk and stuff and drink coffee.
You talked to him?
Oh, yeah. He wrote me a letter.
Wow. Stop. Why isn't that hanging in here?
I lost it.
Oh, my God. That's okay. Allen Ginsberg.
I might be able to find it though, but yeah, he wrote
me. Should find that one.
He wrote me a little letter, you know.
That's cool.
Because he thought he found me to be weird.
Bro, I was just about to say it, and in my head I go, don't walk on him.
Yeah.
Let him deliver this one.
Because I, you know, at the time obviously couldn't get girls, had no money, but I also would like I liked the local music and I would go to art shows and you know, I was like kind of like floofy in that way. You know? And then I would just hang out at bookstores and play chess with people.
Were you funny though?
Like, yeah, I was
a funny guy, right?
Yeah, I was funny, but it's like
he was emo.
I was kind of emo. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, there was a point where I grew my hair down to my ass.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I gained weight, and I was kind of that guy for a while. And I was just trying to find my way. And then when the band kicked me out of the band, Lax and Superb,
you were really in a band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's online. You can see it.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm gonna post this.
Yeah. If you put on Laxton's Superb,
I love it.
Laxton's you can see Superb? Me play keyboards in a band.
Oh, that's right. You do play the piano.
Yeah, yeah. So I played keyboards and then they kicked me out of the band. And then I was walking down the street on Girard, right by the Comedy Store, and I got a job there.
Really?
Yeah.
But were you a fan of stand-up before that walk?
Yeah, because I used to work with this girl named Rebecca Druskin at a coffee shop, and her boyfriend at the time was Michael Carano. I don't know if you know Michael Carano.
Mike Carano.
Yeah, but he works for the Improv. Mm-hmm. You know Carano?
Mm-hmm.
But Carano used to manage the Improv in Pacific Beach with Dave Becky. in the late 80s.
Okay.
So I was working with Rebecca Druskin. So Carano, after the shifts, because we were open till 2 in the morning at my coffee shop, he would come here, and then sometimes he'd go, "Hey, kid," Carano would say, "you want to meet Bobcat Goldthwait or Brian Regan?" So one time he took me to Brian Regan, and Brian Regan we went to eat after his Thursday night show, right? And I ate with him, and I couldn't fucking believe it. Uh-huh. And it's so funny because a couple years ago when I was at the Denver Comedy Works, Brian Regan came to hang out, which really just made my heart flutter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's so fucking good.
Who, Brian Regan?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When you said his name earlier, I was just like, I love him. Mm-hmm. He's one of the best. But anyway, that's how it all happened, you know? So I did my comedy in that way, too, but then, like, eventually I just became more me, you know?
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, did you watch stand-up comedy, like, on TV?
Yeah. I liked, you know, it's not as if, like, I was, like, obsessed with Pryor, but I would watch it.
Uh-huh.
But it's, like, I was more obsessed with, I remember one time Blake Clark, I was in high school. You don't know him. You know Blake Clark?
Mm-mm.
He was in some of the Adam Sandler movies. He was in Waterboy. And I remember Blake Clark had a Tonight Show set. And I remember I snuck, it was on a school night. And I remember I snuck in, and I loved watching comedy on the Tonight Show. And not that it would make me laugh, I just couldn't believe that anybody would choose to do that.
Yeah.
Because I would always go, oh, how scary is that?
Yeah. Very, by the way.
It's so scary.
I want everyone to know that. It's very scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started doing it, I wasn't good, but I remember like getting why they do it. Mm-hmm. I remember going, this is the biggest adrenaline rush
100%
I've ever had. In the beginning especially, you're like, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah.
Right? And you try to catch your breath afterwards, and you'd walk around, and it's almost as if you could see life in HD.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I
was reborn.
That's the best description.
I was reborn.
It is like orgasmic.
Yeah.
It really is. Like getting off stage and like, I can't even describe the feeling.
Yeah.
Because there's so many feelings that you're going through and emotions. Just that fear. You remember really feeling and hearing your heart?
Yeah.
I would literally hear and feel my heart. I remember at the Comedy Store, I was going to go up on potluck night, yeah. Right? I can't remember what year this was, 1997. And I'm just sitting there. What's the guy's name? Bald guy that hosted all the time?
Don Barris.
So, Don Barris, yeah. Right? Okay, so everyone's going up that night. What the fuck? Like, it's Chris Rock. It's fucking...
All these fucking people
just walking up. I'm shoveling shit at the Dolphin Habitat, right?
Yeah.
And I remember putting my name on the list, and I think someone, like a comic, kind of put in a word for me to move me up, you know, so that they could see me. And Ari Spears is... What year is this, man? Was it 2000? Like, don't quote me on the year, because Ari Spears was on stage.
Yeah.
Right?
It must have been way before 2000.
Was it?
Yeah, because he was banned from the club for life.
Whoa. Wow. So then it was like 90-something then?
Maybe, yeah.
All right, so then it's 90-something. All I know is I flew in. A friend of mine drove me to the thing. She came with me. She sat next to me the whole time. And Aries is up there destroying.
Yeah, very funny.
Like,
very funny guy.
Fuck. And this is before Mad TV, by the way.
Yeah.
Fucking. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? He's doing these impersonations and shit, and just like the applause breaks were on top of each other. And literally my heart, like I could hear it. Everything's in slow motion. My mouth is like stuck. And Don goes, "You're up next."
I don't hate it. Oh my God. Yeah.
He goes, "All right, you ready?"
Yeah.
He's got that look. You ready? And I go, I can't go up.
Wow.
Yeah, I go, I can't go up, man. And then the girl that I was with, she's like, "What are you talking about?" Like she was mad, you know, because it was a whole day. That's back when LA took 2 hours just to get anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just can't do it. And then he says to me, he goes, "If you don't go up now, you'll never go up again." But he didn't mean it as in like I'm banning you from the room. He goes,
just tonight.
Emotionally.
Oh, emotionally.
He goes, emotionally. He goes, "Don't do that, man."
Yeah.
He goes, "Really think about what you're saying. Because if you don't go up now, you it'll be even harder the next time."
Mm.
He goes, "Just go up." It was really nice what Don was saying to me.
Yeah.
I go, "All right, I'll think about it." And then I go, "Okay, I'll do it. And I sat back down, and Aries is still crushing. And then I walked away. I go, "I can't, man. I can't." Like, I was literally gonna, I was gonna hyperventilate, man.
Yeah.
The room was packed. Like, you know, that room, when it's on fire, it's on fucking fire, bro. Yeah, there's no other room like it. And I remember going home so mad at myself.
You didn't go up?
No.
Because of fear.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember, like,
I've done that
so
before.
Defeated.
I've done that before. Yeah. Where I was like, I can't do it. There's no possible way I can do
yeah.
it. You know, I remember Jamie put me up, tried to put me up in front of like all these fucking beasts.
Yeah.
And I was young.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm not doing it. But then later in life, you figure out that you can do it.
Yeah.
That's also a
that
growth.
Yo, that's very a lot of growth.
Yeah. Where you go, I just followed, you know. Like the
before Ooh, I the love that now.
Yeah, before the pandemic, I remember there was a lineup with Rogan. It was a bunch of people. And I normally, if I was after Rogan, like maybe 15, 20 years ago, I would have canceled. But I remember like going, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm fine.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. But you're a beast. I mean, I know, but 20 years ago, I remember going, okay.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
I have stomach problems, you know, like fear.
But isn't it crazy your own perception of yourself? The first time before I knew Bobby, it was an Oscar weekend and Chris Rock was going up and
I already know which one you're talking about. Was it the one where Chris was hosting the Oscars?
He was hosting that weekend. It was
that was a crazy weekend comedy.
Yeah,
because Robin was walking around going up too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
So I went to the Comedy Store that weekend.
Yeah,
and you were in the same lineup and you followed him and I was in tears.
Yeah,
you were the best one that night. And I remember thinking, my friends and I thinking,
well, like, I just got chills.
Like, that was Bobby Lee
from
Mad TV. Mm-hmm. He like annihilated.
Mm-hmm. And now look
what sincerely, you do. I sincerely felt that. I've told you this.
Take it, baby.
Bro,
take
that's it. Dope.
I don't know.
You're uncomfortable.
Can I just.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
I'll be uncomfortable.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Stop. You're a beast. Man, that's crazy. Because that was a very special week in comedy. Because did you follow Robin too?
No, but I remember him walking around and saying hi, and he go hi, and then just he's not good socially. Did you ever talk to him?
I have the same story as you.
Yeah, yeah. I can't talk to him.
They were making their rounds. You
they
remember?
Were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him, Robin, and Chris were making rounds on Oscar week.
Yeah,
and it's me, Sully McCullough, upstairs.
Love Sully.
We're upstairs at the Laugh Factory. It's like a Thursday. And we're just talking, and like Sully's facing the stairs coming up, and you just see his head kind of like that, and I'm like, what? And he goes, it's Robin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I turn around.
yeah.
And he's like, hey, how are you?
Yeah. Hey,
how are you guys? And I'm like, what's up, Robin? And I go, do you want to go up? He goes, oh, you know, the lady up front said that you guys are, there's too many comics. I'm like, who the fuck said that? I go, who the
fired? Fire her.
I know. And then I go, you will take my spot, sir.
Oh.
I go, and first of all, I don't know who the fuck said that to you.
Yeah,
you can walk up anywhere, sir.
Anywhere in the planet.
And I go, please. And then Sully said the same thing. Yeah, take my spot too.
Like, yeah, you're gonna like, take it.
And then we watched that man go up. Fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Didn't have a set. You know what I mean? He was practicing because he was introducing like best animation, but he said he was going to do a set. He wanted to do 5 minutes before, and he was running it. And then he came upstairs. We hugged. He was talking, and his car got towed. Because you know those fucking street signs
oh
are
my
so.
God.
That's how long it's been since he's been at the fucking lab.
Oh,
he doesn't know
God.
That it's different on Sunset now.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, but it said that it's available. I go, but read it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know what's mind blowing is.
Wait, I want to tell you this part, and I hate
please.
The. Okay, because it's really special.
Go
right?
ahead. You sucked his dick.
I sucked it. it tastes like Korean candy.
Yeah.
So he said he was coming back. He's gonna come back, and this is when I always say this. I go, there's levels of fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's famous, and then there's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not even trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's what Robin was.
Yeah.
He's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He talks to multiple generations and then some, right? So I'm at the Laugh Factory. It's the weekend, right? And I'm hosting, right? And I'm like, fuck, is Robin coming back? It's like Saget. It's I can't remember who's on the show, but all of a sudden, Chris fucking Rock walks in, right? And of course, you don't give an introduction because this crowd has no idea what the fuck is about to happen. It's going to be complete destruction, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Rock. This is when you know the levels of fame. There's famous, and then there's Jesus Christ. I go Chris Rock. The crowd will not shut the fuck up for like 5 minutes. Just screaming, people like toppling over. They can't believe it. Standing ovation, won't sit down. This is Chris fucking Rock. This is, and I want you guys to Google the when he hosted, because I don't know what year that was, but this was Chris fucking Rock. This is, you know, he's on everything. And anyways, that happens, right? And then I'm hosting and I'm like, I can't believe it. Now I put someone else on stage. I can't remember who it was. And then all of a sudden, Robin's here.
Oh my God. Like, what a night.
I'm like, am I hosting this shit?
Oh, what a night.
Yeah. Oh, what a night. Right. But here's Bob Saget, by the way. I say this all the time, but Bob Saget pops up and he's like, hey, I'm going to bring up Robin. I'm like, Bob, come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, please let me bring up Robin. He's like, no, we kind of have this thing and I'm going to bring him up. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
So Bob brings him up. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I was the host, Bob. I love Bob, by the way. He brings up Robin. Bobby.
It's pandemonium.
I can't even explain to you what happened, man. It was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like what Chris had was amazing, but this shit, I'm literally camera phones running up to the stage, taking pictures of him, and then Robin going, I got a camera too, bitch.
Yeah.
Camera war, let's go. And then he starts saying, and everyone's laughing at that. And people running, you know, the stairs on the side of the stage, running down the stairs.
Yeah.
They didn't even want to see him perform.
Wow. Yeah.
They just wanted to touch Jesus, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And man, I'm telling you, dude, it was holy shit, dude. That guy, wow. It was just not. And this is how beautiful he was, Bob. Bobby. When he got off and said goodnight, and you know how I have to walk past him and close the show out. Mm-hmm. And I go, I really wanted to bring you up. I go, I love you so much, but it sucked that I didn't get to bring you up. And he goes, oh, bring me up again. He goes, come on, bring me up again. We'll fuck around on stage.
Wow.
Wow.
And I go, ladies and gentlemen, Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the crowd went apeshit again. Yeah. And then for like 2 minutes, we were just fucking around on stage.
Oh, wow.
It was... Man, it was my everything, man. That was my Oscar moment.
Do you? Can I say it in my thing or now or no?
Yes,
because you were, that was long, but
I gotta go. So
I know, but I'm just saying that it was.
I got peace.
That was pretty long, but
look, I don't care.
I know you don't, but are you like me where you know when you see somebody that you're a fan of, like,
yeah,
because it's like. You know, I'm supposed to be, you know, a comedian too, which I am, right? But
yeah,
and you're
famous,
and then not really, but not as fun as I mean, I'm not there at that level, but you know, and when you're around, you know, those types of people, because I've been in a room like where it's like I'm surrounded by, you know, Dana Carvey, all these fucking people, right?
Yeah,
and in my own head, I want to be like, holy fuck,
yeah, you
know
should.
What I mean? But then no, but you have to also. Play the cool comic, right? So then it's just like you're trying to hide your excitement.
Yeah.
Like, so you say stupid things like, so what'd you do today?
Why are you doing like Robert De Niro? Why is your face doing Robert De Niro?
Yeah. And why? Why?
Robert and they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Woke up, like, breakfast.
So you're funny?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You think or you're a comedian?
Yeah. So you say some stupid thing like, you know, fucking the sunset, man. Fuck traffic. Right when you really want to go, holy fuck.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do you do that? Why do I do that?
Who did you say it to?
Every time I'm around, like, you know, when I was at Sebastian's house and even someone like Bill Burr, right? I'll like, you know, try to be cool.
Uh-huh.
When I want to go, fuck, your last special was so, you know what I mean? But normally I'm just like, what's your kid's name?
Mine,
right?
Mine was like, Eddie Murphy.
Wait.
Mine was because when I was 15, I took my mom's credit card and bought tickets to see Eddie at the Coliseum. I saw Raw live.
Wow.
Yeah, and And we're at the Coffee Bean.
Yeah.
And I see him.
Eddie Murphy's in the Coffee Bean.
And I'm like, I walk up to him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I said at the beginning of the show, do you know how hard it is to give a compliment?
Yeah.
Extremely hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of passion. It's a lot of fear. You don't want to meet your hero.
Yeah.
So when someone gives you a compliment, take it, right? Because that's energy. It's good energy. So I walked up to him, and just like you, right? The worst, don't even know what to fucking say. I look down and go, Mr. Murphy. He goes, hey, what's up, man? I go, my name is Joe Coy. I'm a comedian. This is like 8 years ago or 9 years ago. I go, I'm a comedian.
Wait. Raw was 25 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. And I was also 15.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The fuck point was that? What
happened 9 years ago? Oh, Raw you ran into 35. So what you're saying, you saw, I thought you meant that you saw Raw and that same night you ran into Eddie Murphy. No, so you saw Raw back, just finish, let me finish. So yeah, you saw Raw and then comedian. Many years later you ran into Eddie Murphy at the Coffee Bean.
Yeah.
What's the story?
This.
Start over.
I'm on board.
I'm not. I need to be on board. So let me ask you something.
Get on board, babe.
So you saw the
Anyways,
Raw. I
saw him.
Yeah.
And I walked up to him, heart pounding. I was so nervous. I go, I'm a comedian. You're the reason why I just stand up.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, wow, man. And then, he asked me, he goes, what's your name? I go, Joe Coy. And then he goes, oh, yeah. Wait, this was a long time. Actually, this is a long time ago. This is like 12, 13 years ago. He goes, oh, yeah. I go, yeah. And then he goes, all right. And it's just this awkward look.
Oh.
And I go, I went to Raw when I was 15.
Yeah.
And then
uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah. Bye. Fucking worst.
Yeah.
Fucking worst shit I could possibly.
I have an Eddie Murphy story.
Oh, nice.
So Paulie goes, my brother and I were at the Comedy Store. And I must have been. I don't know if I had mad at the time. It was before that.
Yeah.
I was still scared of people, right? But I knew Paulie.
Yeah.
Dude, Cedric's performing. You got to watch him. I didn't know who Cedric the Entertainer was. So I sit, my brother and I and Paulie sit in a booth. Eddie Murphy. Well, first of all, I have to pee too. Like real bad. You know what I mean? And I remember Eddie Murphy and Charlie Murphy was packed. They sat at the end of our fucking table.
Yeah.
So you had Eddie Murphy.
Wait, you didn't know who Cedric the Entertainer was?
At the time, I didn't.
You're kidding me.
This is that long ago. Late 90s.
Hmm.
Right? They sat at the end of the table, right? And my brother and I, we couldn't really even watch Cedric because we both went, oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
Wait. Eddie sat at your booth?
Yes, at the ends of it. And Charlie was on the other end. I didn't know Charlie at the time, but he looked like Eddie, and I thought maybe he's important too. But my brother and I both, I could see our buddies go, holy fuck.
And they came to watch Cedric?
Yeah, to watch Cedric.
That's great.
And I had to pee, and I remember, and they wouldn't move. I sat there for like 30 minutes, right? Pee just dripping out of my dick. Because you can't go, excuse me, Eddie Murphy, I've got pee.
You should have done that.
No. Right? So you just, there's no way to go underneath it.
Yeah.
So I just remember going, oh, fuck. Uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It was like so, like, I had to pee, but then also it was just like a fucking crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Eddie's amazing. Cedric, are you kidding me? Cedric's amazing.
Dude, he's
can't believe
so
you didn't know
funny.
Who he was.
Shut up.
He was huge back then.
But now, Joe, you're getting to the point in your career where you're now at that, almost at that level of.
I am there.
Yeah. How does that feel?
It's fucking beautiful.
Because I honestly, like, I'll watch, like, the kind of stadiums that you sell out, you know? No, don't go, because bitch, you'll always be my bitch. Don't talk to me like that.
Wow.
Whoa. I love you.
I love you too.
And I'm so happy for you.
I love you too.
Right? I'm kidding. I'm sorry for calling you a bitch. But, you know, I see, you know, you're doing stadiums now, right? And Radio City Music Hall.
Music.
Yeah, Music Hall, right? the cute forum, LA forum, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh. Twice.
And yeah, twice. And I go, and I think to
twice.
Twice in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, oh my God. And I think to myself, he's now there. You know, how does that feel?
It's cool.
It is?
I love it, yeah.
Or do you still, are you the same guy?
Oh, of course. We all are, right?
I know, but do you still have the same fears and all? Because in my mind, I'm like, you know, when you get to that place, like I, you know, I can sell out a comedy club, all the shows in a comedy club, right? I don't know what it's like to sell out a fucking stadium. Mm. You know, when you're backstage, do you feel the same way backstage as you would be at a club?
Well, no, because a club, like selling out a club and selling out an arena is completely.
I know the numbers are different.
No, I'm not saying that, Bobby. Because when you do a
this guy.
No, I'm not trying to say. All what right. I'm trying to say is when you take on a club, the club owns everything, right? So you know you negotiate a deal, door, and that kind of shit,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I'm in
you
the
don't
business.
Have to worry about overhead.
I'm in the business, so I know.
I know what I'm trying to say is overhead and staff comes with the club, right? So the risk isn't as high. Mm. So I walk in more relieved. Whereas the forum, the minute I say I'm playing the forum, I'm already in the negative a million. Ooh. Do you get it?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm in the negative. The minute I announce, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play the forum, I just told everyone I'm minus $1 million.
Right.
So now that fear is involved.
Mm.
So now I have to sell it out.
Right.
That's the only fear that I have. But then you don't look at it like that. Because when you go on an arena tour, you literally take on all risk. Light, stage, sound, background.
Yeah.
Everything.
Because I remember Sebastian going, you know, hey.
Someone's making an espresso.
What is that?
What is that?
Is that going to blow up?
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay, so let's do an unhelpful advice. Hey, by the way, Joe, before we continue, I honestly, since we've been doing it in this building, I haven't had this much fun. And we've had great people in here. No, we've had Spade. I loved Spade, but it's like, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for doing it.
Aw, thank you.
I needed it too because I've been doing so much. I just did Theo's and fucking Tom's and I've done 9 podcasts last week and I'm fucking burnt as fuck.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what to fucking talk about, but it just became so easy and fun and combative. And I really am grateful that you came in.
Okay. Can you say it one more time without the shitty look at the end?
No. I tried to.
But then I know you're sincere.
I'm being sincere.
I know.
I tried to do it, but my face went.
I know, because it hurts.
No.
It hurts.
It hurts to say it.
It hurts that you love me like you love me like you love me like a brother.
So at the end of our show, as you know, because you've been a guest before, we do an unhelpful advice. People email us stuff and then they want our help.
Oh, nice.
And so you can help them or not. Go ahead.
Okay.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby Kalala and Joe Coy.
Hey, Tiger Belly. Anyway, my question is, like I said, I'm 36, I'm male, and I'm single. I was in a long-term relationship up until about a year ago, not married. Since then, I've come down with a wicked case of Peyronie's disease. Basically, what it is the shaft of my penis is full of scar tissue. It has made the length of my penis much shorter, and in the middle, it looks like an hourglass. It's pinched in like it has a little belt on, pulled way too tight. It's a real bummer to look at, but on top of that, it's painful to get an erection. I always did okay with women, but now I'm scared to death to show this forsaken thing to anyone. Do I accept that I'm forever alone, or take this guy out for a night out in the town and see how hilarious women think it is? I joke, but it really is... I'm self-conscious and it hurts me, and my confidence is quite down a bit. Any help appreciated. Love, Sean from Tennessee.
Oh, that must be also really painful if you have scar tissue. It's Peyronie's disease, babe.
You didn't see the penis.
No, they don't have. They have more medical. Oh, here you go. Oh, there's one. Here.
You have an image of it?
Yeah. See the middle one? Here, I'll show you, Joe.
Yeah, focus enough.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. I got scared by it.
Oh, it just does a little like a Knott's Berry Farm loop.
It's like a hook. Like he's hooked from a
It's like wee.
Peter Pan.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That one looks a little bit different than
or
mine.
It's like,
mine looks a little bit more.
It's
bulbous.
Like a question mark.
Yeah, it's like
like you want to?
That might actually feel better.
Yeah.
Depending
on it's gonna hit.
I'm into hooks.
Okay. Right? You can bend the finger. You know, sometimes I had a girl go, you know, when you're in the canal, bend it and then tap the you know what I mean thing and then lick the clit. You know what I mean?
That's so, exactly where it is.
Yeah. So
the G spot is like this.
Right. Mm-hmm. So maybe hook.
It's behind.
Number one, you should try it, but he's in pain.
Yeah, that's scar tissue.
When he gets an erection, he's in pain.
Yeah.
Well, here's the you can lie. Like for instance, you can hide the pain. You can't you know, the hook is one thing. You can say I have a hook. But when you're making love, right? You can go ow ow, right? And then she can be like, "What's the matter?" You can go, "It's tight." Right? You can lie. Yeah.
Gilbert, what was the question that he
was
asking?
Wait, why does it hurt? I'm not understanding.
Because there's fucking
guys.
It's scar tissue, just like you have scar tissue anywhere on your body. It hurts. It's like a very bulky kind of
okay.
Yeah.
I thought it hurt because it was curved and like you can't.
It probably pulls on the skin too. It's very tight. Like imagine being like an overstuffed sausage.
Yeah. Can you research why he got this?
I think it's just your email born
exercise maybe.
I mean, you could tell that it would be painful to even try.
Yeah. See, that's what you should have showed. That's what you should have showed. Yeah, that's that painful. Hurt. That hurts to look at.
What?
Yeah. Let's turn that off.
Yeah,
man. Don't take that on the town.
Yeah.
I feel bad, man. You got a
doctor.
You need a doctor.
Yeah, but also I think that if a woman likes you, she'd be willing to get adventurous without the penis. So.
Yeah, that's very... Women aren't... You are right about that, right? Women aren't like that.
I mean, there are women...
Women fall in love mentally.
Yeah. Like, if you ate really good pussy, I'd be fine for the rest of my life.
Yeah, like, my dick isn't a fresh product.
No, it's not. In fact, you shit your pants last night. I have a picture. Do you want to see Joe?
That wasn't...
You could show him. You can show him.
Why did you shit your pants?
Is it something you ate?
But even if it's something you ate, why did you physically shit yourself?
No, it's just skitties.
What?
I can't believe you.
My bad. Hey.
How old are you?
Hey, sir.
How old are you?
My bad.
Don't buy white underwear.
Okay, can I say
just
this?
Just buy black. Just buy black. It's a challenge for you. Keeping white clean is hard to do.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I have what my dad has. And first of all,
what does that mean?
Careful, don't drop it.
Aww.
This is my dad's ashes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I have what my dad has. And we both have, and I'm proud to say it. We both have anal leakage.
It's a weird commercial. What is happening?
What the fuck?
Okay. Selling a product.
I don't know whether to laugh at your dad because I'm looking at your dad
now. It's a PCS. When you're, don't be ashamed. All right? It's hereditary. You and your family members could both have
Ain't no leakage. It's always fun to have. Ain't no leakage. Your underwear is sad.
Yeah, I have it. I have anal leakage.
I mean,
and I'm proud to say it, and I'm not ashamed of it anymore. And I'm coming out with it. It's constantly like moist and dripping from there. And I apologize. I have my poor underwear. Me undies, what a great product.
Well, yesterday, I'll show you the video afterwards. He was walking around in his undies, and I was like, what is that?
Oh, so he didn't know.
I was like, come here. And I was like, come here, turn around. And then
he went, caca.
I was like, I think he got some railroad, you know? I think he got some track marks there.
But that's how I know, what's bullshit about the internet. That's why I know she loves me.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew
if you were my roommate, you would have left.
Oh, I would have left a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's loved you since the beginning.
Yeah, she loves me.
Even so. Before the
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And the ass.
Shit. Yeah.
Wait,
so,
before we
I knew she loved you when I saw the Instagram post long years ago when you guys were like on the road together and you were both half naked and she was balancing. Oh, or no, right. You were balancing on her feet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I threw up in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then I liked the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's when I knew.
Can we help hook dick?
No, there's I don't have anything for that.
Yeah. What would you do?
I would seek medical attention. Like, there's got to be something physically you can Mr. do for Coy, that, right?
As your physician, I have to tell you that there is no medical remedy for your condition. I mean, it's going to stay hooked, and you are going to. It's going to be if you get an erection, it'll be very painful. Yeah, we can give you medication. So what would you say after that?
Yeah.
I also think that if he were to just openly talk about it and make fun of himself and like chill, like, I don't know. I think he'd be fine.
He'll be fine. Yeah, dress up in a pirate outfit and the girl would be like, you don't really have a hook. And you're like, hold on.
Yeah. Or he could dress in green, right? With a funny green hat.
Ooh.
Pull his penis out in front of a girl. And who are you supposed to be? And you can go, I'm the Riddler.
That was a stretch.
That was a very...
It's a question.
Oh.
That was
it's a question mark.
It's a thinker.
It's a question mark. I'm the Riddler.
I'm the Riddler.
Yeah.
Got it.
Or I'm Jim Carrey, the Riddler.
Yeah.
Like he didn't even just say Jim Carrey.
Right. Yeah. Or you could go, you know, or here's the thing.
Yes.
You can make your whole house look like a Dali painting.
A what?
A Dali painting. You know, everything's melting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that when you pull your penis, it's not as like, you know.
He looks like a Dali penis.
Yeah, Dali penis.
A Dolly penis.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just throwing out suggestions.
These are all great suggestions.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
But you know what, dude? My prayers are for you, my friend from Tennessee. Yeah. And I feel very bad for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel bad for my own self because, you know, I have some friends that I've never done their podcast, but they've done mine a couple of times. But, you know. But anyway, it's really good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, you're talking about me?
No.
I think he was gaslighting.
Yeah, that was a gaslight.
Yeah.
And that's how you wrap it.
I know.
And that's why he's a pro.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
That's a callback.
Yeah, I wrapped it around. But Joe, you have anything to plug?
No.
It's 2020, babe.
I know. Let me ask you something. When do you think this is going to be over?
Man, I'm praying early 2021. I'm praying for 2021. Mm. Right now, everyone's saying the end of 2021.
Yeah.
But I hope early 2021 because it's my son's senior year. Mm. I want him to walk. I want him to do all the things that can only happen once in a lifetime and enjoy.
You're going to vote? You're going to vote, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay, good.
Voting, those kind of questions are personal.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not asking you who you're voting for.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
But I think everyone should.
But I think everyone needs to vote.
In a sensitive time, and I think you know what? Yeah, you
regardless of who you want to vote for, vote.
Yeah,
I think that's the most important message.
It is your responsibility.
Responsibility to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Give Joe Coy a round of applause, everybody. That was wonderful. Woo! Thank you so fucking much, dude.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
Love you.
Honestly, dude.
Hey guys, we have a special shout out.
I have a shout out to my buddy Calvin from my other buddy, personal friend of mine, Manny Fig. God bless you.
That's his brother.
That's his brother. God bless you and take care.
Calvin, shout out from me also.
And also from Gilbert.
I'll take that. Let me do it.
And George, too. Thanks to everyone over at Tiger Belly Patreon. We have a new vlog coming out soon as well as a live stream.
We also need to shout out Iju the Strange Beast.
We'll do right now. With a live stream. With your involvement and more bonus content over at patreon.com.
Come on, babe.
Tiger Belly. Anyways, guys, we also want to give a shout out to birthday dinner we had. We had Iju the Strange Beast. It's a delicious Japanese cuisine here in LA. Bobby had it for his birthday. And Bobby, what were your thoughts on the katsu?
Oh, I'm going to say that it was literally the best birthday dinner I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It's shocking where I eat a food for the first time. I go, oh, yeah, I'll be eating at this restaurant for the rest of my life.
The fact that Bobby got off his game to say how much he loved the prime rib. Prime rib? Is it the prime rib?
Yeah, he also, we had the sandos, the sandwiches.
Chicken sandos, yeah.
And then Bobby had both the prime rib bowl and then the the tonkatsu bento box.
Yeah, honestly, guys, it's really good. And typically, when you get like chicken sandos on like delivery, they usually end up really soggy. I don't know. This was still crispy, and I really enjoyed it.
Shout out to Brian too for bringing it to our door. That was really nice.
Brian, we love you. Hit up George for something. Let's thank our sponsors, BetterHelp, ShipStation, and Lucy. Take charge of your mental health today and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/belly. Right now, Tiger Belly listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the offer code BELLY. Get started at ShipStation.com today. It's 2020. Get rid of your cigarettes and get some Lucy nicotine gum or
lozenge.
At lucy.co and use promo code TigerBelly to get 20% off all products. Get your questions on TigerBelly by emailing us at adviceonhelpful@gmail.com. We're looking for interesting, unusual, non-typical problems, and we need your help as much as you want ours. That's adviceonhelpful@gmail.com. Once again, we love you guys. Follow George at George_Kimmel. Follow Kalila at Calamity K. Follow Bobby at Bobby Lee Live. Follow Joe Coy at Gilbits. We love you guys. Tell me what you want to say. Your mic's off. What do you want to say? Your mic's off. Tell me what you want to say.
The Filipino talent show that we talked about is also on the Patreon.
Ooh, guys, the Filipino talent show footage is on the Patreon. So make sure, once again, go to patreon.com/TigerBelly. And you guys are probably wondering, oh, what about that singing competition you guys were talking about? Oh, be watching our Instagram, guys. We're about to record some really cool stuff for that. Once again, we love you. Have a good night or day, wherever you live. Bye. Makabalo